All right, speaking with Mercer County Health Department Administrator Carla Ewing was at Tuesday night's Mercer County Board meeting and gave kind of a COVID update as it relates to the Mercer County. What are some of the things you wanted to share with Mercer County elected officials tonight?
Well, I think, number one, the number of positivity, our increase in positivity has definitely played into this resurgent mitigation. Mercer County's had some pretty high numbers. We are really trying hard to increase our testing so that not only can we capture and notify folks that they are positive and get a hold of their close contacts to hopefully avoid spread, but also it gives us a better picture. And so last week we had a free drive-through clinic. We're doing one again next week, or we anticipate we'll do one next week, but we're looking at trying to increase our testing capacity as well.
And then speaking to the mitigations that mm-hmm. result from the positivity, not just in Mercer County, but the region we're in too, and in terms of trying to get out of that, I guess the question is the end game has to change with the positivity rate among the testing, I guess. Is that right? So that's where the mitigation becomes so important?
Well, that's part of it. You know, their test positivity, all of those types of things, hospital rates, you know, as I shared with the board, we know that a majority of the hospitals in the area have faced some real high numbers. And so just looking at the Quad Cities alone, you know, they say that they're at max capacity. So they're a variety. They're like six different measures, but two of them will put you into a warning level. Well, given what Illinois is at, I'm looking at the travel numbers, it was like 91 for every 100,000. When you look at Iowa or others, it might be 30, it might be 56, it might be, you know, we just really have some high numbers.
And I guess just in terms of seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, there really just isn't one right now, is there? Because the numbers the numbers don't lie, I mean, in the county, right?
Correct. You know, I never want to be totally negative on this because we know some things to do. You know, as I shared with the board tonight, when we went into phase four in July, we were sitting on 20 positives. I think today yesterday it was over 450, you know, in 3 months. That's a lot of positive, you know, and a lot of that is because we live our lives and we understand that. But, you know, we've said the same thing from the beginning. Our end game is not to overwhelm our healthcare systems so that not everybody is sick at the same time. We know we have widespread community exposure and spread. So, you know, folks, do the same things we've been asking to do. Step back. Be 6 feet apart. Don't be in large crowds for long periods of time. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Just do those kinds of things. So.
But the positivity rate you speak of mm-hmm. is concerning. Did you say 25% at one time within the last couple of weeks? I mean, that's a big number when you're talking about 8% is kind of the under 8% is the threshold to get you out of these trouble spots.
Right. You know, but let me put that into a little bit of perspective there. There were 44 tests administered that day, and this was the 31st of October. 11 of those were positive. That was our 25%. However, if we can get our test up to the level that we know, so we actually really do have a clear picture, and that's been a real problem in some of these rural areas, is being able to get enough testing accomplished so we know our true positivity. Now, we have come down. A big portion is because we have really been pushing the state, and they've been working really well with us to get the test numbers up. So we have a much clearer picture. But, yeah, that 25%, that's alarming. You know, that 11 out of 44 people, and I know those numbers sound small, but when you look at that exponentially, that tells you something.
Well, and see, the criticism I hear for people that don't buy maybe the COVID math, mm-hmm. they say, you know, well, quit testing and that positivity rate will go down. But what you say is, no, if you test more, there's the likelihood that the positivity rate will probably go down. So more testing is what you're saying is better in terms of getting the positivity rate compared to less testing.
Right. Well, and honestly, Jim, I'm not looking at testing just to work numbers. I'm looking at it for mitigation, for keeping the community healthy, because when we know somebody's positive, we can they can isolate, we can get their close contacts notified so that they're, you know, quarantining, so we're not spreading this. So, you know, yes, one of the added benefits of testing, it gets our numbers in perspective and it gets those positive numbers per se, you know, those positive numbers compared to the negative numbers. Hopefully our positivity would go down. But at Public Health, our end game is to get a hold of those folks who are positive, who have been in close contact with a positive case, so that we can hopefully get them out of the general circulation of the public. So that's really our number one goal. But the beautiful thing to that too is, if we see this as being, you know, as testing, and I get, I've heard the things too, you know, well, if we just quit testing, our numbers, well, no, it doesn't really work that way, you know, because we may have three tests, and if two of them come back positive, there you go, your number shot up again. So it can work both ways.